إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. And we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whoever Allah causes to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is the worshipper of Allah and His final messenger. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. Thereafter, the best of speech is the Book of Allah. وَخَيْرُ الْهُدَى هُدَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And the best of guidance is the guidance of our Prophet Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. وَإِنَّ شَرُّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. And the most evil of affairs are those matters which people have introduced and innovated into Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. Because every newly innovated matter is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. عباد الله. From the nature of a human being, from the nature of man, is that he always wants more. He always desires more. Whatever a person has, however much he has been blessed with, whatever Allah has bestowed upon him, he always wants more. He always desires extra. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he gave a very beautiful example of the nature of a person. He said in the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, لو كان لابن آدم واد من ذهب. That if the son of Adam, if a human being, if he possessed one valley of gold, a whole valley of gold, لَبْتَغَى وَادِيًا آخَرٍ, then he would desire another valley. And yet, the final end and the final abode of both of these people is the same. Meaning, the one who has only one valley of gold, and the one who has two valleys of gold, and the one who has 100 valleys of gold, and the one who has no gold, the final abode is the same. He said, وَلَنْ يَمْلَأَ فَاهُ إِلَّا تُرَابٍ. That his mouth, it will only be full of soil. Meaning when this person, when he enters into the grave, whether he had one or two or 100 or no gold, then the ending is the same. That his mouth will only be full of the same soil, the same soil of the same ground. And very few people, except those whom Allah have mercy upon, do they consider and think about whether having more is good for them. And as a principle, not every addition is always better. More is not always better. Just as not every loss is always harmful and evil. Rather, Allah Jalla fil Ula, He is Al-Hakim. He is the All-Wise. He is the All-Wise in everything which He decrees. And therefore a Muslim, whether Allah gives him more or whether he takes away from him, then he has to have husn al-dhan. He always has a good thought about Allah Jalla fil'ula. He always thinks good about his Lord. Why? Because Allah is al-hakim. Because Allah is the all-wise. And you should know, my brothers and sisters, that just as something which is harmful can be a test for you, then a blessing can also be a test for you. Allah said in the Quran, وَنَبْلُوَكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً, that we will test them with harm and evil, and we will also test them with goodness. Meaning, just as we test people with poverty, we will also test them with wealth. Just as we test people with hunger, we will also test them with food. And Allah called both of them fitna. That shar, evil or harm and calamities, it is a test for a person. And also khair, blessings, wealth, richness, this is also fitna. This is also a test for a person. And Allah said in the Quran, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, that perhaps you hate something, perhaps you don't want something, but it is goodness for you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ, and perhaps you love something and you desire something, but it is evil for you. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, Allah knows and you do not know. Why? Because Allah is al-hakim. Because Allah is the all-wise. So sometimes you may desire something, you may desire more, but it will be harmful for you. And sometimes you may hate a loss, but it is goodness for you. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, because Allah knows and you do not know. So a person, he lives his life. The dunya, the world, it passes by him. And all he desires is more, more and more. He wants more time. He wants more years and more days. He wants more wealth. He wants more children. Everything which he desires, he wants more and more. Because he thinks that this is a sa'ada. That this is happiness. Happiness is always in more wealth and more time and more children and more property. But the Muslim has to be different. The Muslim, even though he wants more, because this is his tabi'ah, this is the nature that Allah created people upon. But having more is not as important to having barakah. That Allah places barakah, Allah places blessings in that which he has. And how many supplications and du'as of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have we heard of? All of you have heard of them. Whereby the Prophet would begin the supplication by saying, Allahumma barik lana. O Allah, bless us in, and then he would mention it. And how few supplications have you heard whereby the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma zidna, O Allah, increase us. Whenever the Prophet asked for an increase, it was always something with regards to the religion. In iman, in knowledge, in righteous actions, and so on and so forth. And when it came to the materialistic blessings, his dua was, Allahumma barik lana, O Allah, bless us in it. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us that having more is not always better. But what is important, that whatever you do have, the blessings and the barakah of Allah are in it. So if a person has a little, with the barakah of Allah, it becomes a lot. If a person has a lot, then with the blessings of Allah, it becomes beneficial for a person. And the greatest indicator of barakah of Allah in a person's wealth and a person's property and his time is that he gives it in the way of Allah. He gives and he gives and he gives. And yet Allah keeps increasing and increasing and increasing. So as I mentioned, having a little, with the barakah of Allah, it becomes a lot. And having a lot, with the blessings of Allah, it becomes beneficial. And whoever thinks and contemplates over the righteous people, the worshippers of Allah, the ulama, the people of knowledge, you will find a person amongst them and his income, it is moderate. He doesn't have the hundreds and thousands that others have. He has a moderate income. And yet you find with him that he is content and he is comfortable and he is stable. And if a person goes to his house, the whole house he opens for him. And this does not decrease him in that which he has. You find a person from the righteous, he doesn't have any offspring except a single daughter. Yet Allah places his blessings in this daughter. So she aids him and serves him and helps him. And she is the sweetness of his eyes. And when she marries and she has children, then with the blessing of Allah, she gives him many grandchildren, grandsons and granddaughters. You find a person from the righteous, he lives the same 24 hours that everybody else lives. But Allah places blessings in his time. So he works for himself. He provides for his family. He guides the community. He does acts of righteousness. It's as if his day is longer than the day of the other people. And then on the other hand, you find a person who only cares about more. Only cares about materialism. So maybe he has his millions and his hundreds and thousands, but all of his day is spent in working and striving for that money. And all of his evening and night is spent in thinking and worrying about his money. Perhaps he has many offspring, 10 sons, and yet not a single son of his provides him with any goodness. He has the best car, and yet he has to keep spending and spending and spending. It's as if the car comes out of a garage and into another garage. Why? Because the lack of barakah. So we have to understand, my brothers, لَيْسَتِ الْعِبْرَةُ فِي الْكَثْرَةِ وَالزِّيَادَةِ, that it isn't important that you have more and you have an addition. إِنَّمَا الْعِبْرَةُ فِي الْبَرَكَةِ, but the important thing is that whatever you have, Allah places blessings in that which you have. And this doesn't mean, of course, that a person shouldn't have a lot. This doesn't mean that Islam looks down upon a wealthy person. But the main focus of a person is not always having more. The main focus is that which I have, how can I ensure that the blessings of Allah come in it? And there are many avenues by which we can attain the barakah of Allah, the blessings of Allah, in our time and our wealth and our property. The first of these avenues is at-taqwa. Because at-taqwa, piety, it is the key of all goodness. And Allah said in the Quran, He said, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا, that if the people of the town, if they had iman, and if they had at-taqwa, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ, then we would open for them the blessings of the skies and the earth if they had iman and at-taqwa. And Allah said in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, that whoever has taqwa of Allah, then Allah will make an opening for him. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ, and Allah will provide for him from in avenues that he would never imagine. From the avenues of attaining the barakah of Allah is a dua, is supplicating. And for this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught us to supplicate for barakah when somebody shows us goodness. So if somebody hosts you at home and you are their guest and they feed you, then the dua which you say is, Allahumma barik lahum fima razaqtahum waghfir lahum warhamhum. Oh Allah, bless him in that which you have given him, and forgive him, and have mercy upon him. From the avenues of attaining the barakah of Allah is not being greedy. And even if you have wealth, that your soul is not attached to this wealth. Earn that which you earn. And be modest in your expectations. And don't allow greed and attachment to this wealth take over your soul. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he advised Hakim ibn Hizam. He said, Ya Hakim, O Hakim, inna hadha al-mal khadiratun hulwa. He said, O Hakim, verily this wealth, it is beautiful, it is sweet, it is green. And then he said, فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ بِسَخَاوَةِ نَفْسِهِ بُورِكَ لَهُ فِي. So whoever takes this wealth and earns this wealth, and he's easy in himself, meaning he's detached from this wealth, بُورِكَ لَهُ فِي, then blessings will come in it. وَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ بِإِشْرَافِ نَفْسٍ. And whoever takes this wealth and earns this wealth with greed and attachment, لَمْ يُبَارَكْ لَهُ فِي, then the blessings of Allah will not come upon it. He said, كَالَّذِي يَأْكُلْ وَلَا يَشْبَعْ. Like a person who keeps eating and eating and eating and filling his desires, but he never fills his hunger. From the avenues of attaining the barakah of Allah is truthfulness. And truthfulness in our dealings, in our buying and selling. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said regarding two people who buy and sell, he said, فَإِن صَدَقَا, if they are truthful, وَبَيَّنَا, and if they are clear, بُورِكَ لَهُ فِي بَيْعَتِهِمَا, then blessings will come in their transaction. وَإِن كَتَمَا وَكَذَبَا, but if they hide and they conceal and they lie and they are deceptive, مُحِقَتْ بَرَكَةُ بَيْهِمَا, then any blessing which would happen in their transaction, it is wiped away. From the avenues of attaining the blessings of Allah is working in the early day, the early morning. The earlier a person gets up, the earlier a person does his dealings, the more blessings there are in there. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he made a supplication. He said, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. O Allah, place blessings for my ummah in its early period, in the early morning. And in another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, burikat li ummati fi bukuriha. That this ummah, it has been blessed in the early morning. And for this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whenever he would send an army, he would always send it in early morning. Why? Because of the barakah of Allah. From the avenues of attaining the blessings of Allah in our wealth is in following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because in the sunnah is all goodness. The goodness of the dunya and the goodness of the akhirah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he taught us the avenues of barakah even in the slightest amount. So he said when it comes to eating and drinking, that after you have eaten, lick your fingers and lick your spoon and lick your plate. And then he said, إِنَّكُمْ لَا تَدْرُونَ فِي أَيِّ طَعَامِكُمْ الْبَرَكَةِ, because you do not know where the blessing lies in which part of your food. Perhaps you ate and the food was on those the remnants that were on your fingers. Perhaps you ate and the food which you left on your plate is where the barakah, the blessings are. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would tell the companions, and the companions, they would implement this sunnah, that when they finished eating, they would lick their fingers and they would clean their plate, so that any barakah does not, they do not miss it. From the avenues of attaining the barakah of Allah is having tawakkul upon Allah, relying upon Allah, depending upon Allah, placing your affairs in the hands of Allah. And Allah said, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever places his dependence and reliance upon Allah, then Allah is sufficient for him. From the avenues of attaining the barakah of Allah in your wealth is giving in charity. And the more you give in charity, the more Allah blesses in your wealth. And Allah said in the Quran, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. That whatever you give and spend in the way of Allah, He will replace it. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. And He is the best of those who provide and sustains. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah says, يَا عِبَادِي أَنْفِقْ أُنْفِقُ عَلَيْكَ. O child of Adam, give for my sake, I will give to you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَا نَقَصَتْ أَصَّدَقَةُ مَالًا قَطْ. That charity will never decrease from a person's wealth. It only increases a person's wealth. From the avenues of attaining the barakah of Allah is staying away from haram. And especially staying away from riba. And riba, interest, whether it is a business loan, a car lease, a mortgage on a house, the one who partakes in interest is an enemy of Allah. And Allah is at war with the person who takes in interest. And the one who takes in interest and witnesses the interest and is a broker in a contract of interest and gives interest, all of them are mal'oon. All of them are cursed by Allah. And Allah said in the Quran, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah wipes away the interest. Meaning He wipes away any blessing in a transaction of interest. وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. However, He increases charity. He increases the blessings in charity. From the avenues of attaining the blessing of Allah is making a lot of istighfar. Always seeking forgiveness. Saying astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And when a person does this, Allah increases him in his wealth. And increases him in his barakah. And Nuh alayhi salam, he said to his people, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. I said to my people, seek forgiveness from your Lord, because He is oft forgiving. يُرْسِلُ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. And if you do this, if you seek forgiveness from your Lord, if you make abundant istighfar, يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. He will send upon you clouds and water from the skies over and over again. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. And He will increase you in your wealth and increase you in your children. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ. And He will make for you gardens. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And He will give for you rivers. Why? Making al-istighfar. And from the avenues of attaining the blessings of Allah is al-shukr. Always showing gratitude to Allah. Whatever lot you have, however little you have, showing shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Appreciating the blessing of Allah. And Allah said, وَسَيَجْزِ اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ. That Allah rewards those people who show shukr. And Allah said in the Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. That if you show shukr to me, then I will increase you. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. استغفر الله. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. My beloved brothers and sisters, O Muslims, O people of Iman, as we mentioned, it isn't important how much a person has. That which is important is that Allah blesses a person that which he has. And having more is not a sign of goodness. Goodness is only in having a little or a lot with the blessings of Allah. And whoever reads the Islamic texts of the Quran and the Sunnah, the Ahadith, he will find this. So therefore, having more and more wealth should not be the objective of a person. So much so that a person, he sacrifices his religion just to have more. A person, he sells drugs just to have more. A person sells alcohol and takes in riba, in interest, just to have more. Because all of this, it wipes away the blessings of a person. And it destroys his dunya and it destroys his akhirah. And also you should know that doing more actions is not an evidence of goodness. Rather, doing a little actions, but they are based upon ikhlas and based upon at-taqwa, and you are consistent upon those doing these small actions, this is accepted by Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلْ. That the most beloved actions to Allah are those that are done consistently, even if they are a few. And Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah only accepts from the people of at-taqwa. And Allah said in the Quran, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. He is the one who created death and he created life to test you who is best in actions. The ulama say that Allah did not say لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَكْثَرُ عَمَلًا. Allah did not say in this ayah that he may test you who is most in actions. He said to test you who is best in actions. And the best of those actions, even if there are few, are those which are upon ikhlas and as-sunnah. And also you should know that there being many numbers is also not an evidence for the validity of something. So today we find that the bid'ah, the innovations, there are many. And we find ahlul bid'ah, they are the majority. And we find the doubts of shirk are much. And ahlul shirk, the people of shirk and khurafat, they are the majority. And just because they are the majority, it doesn't mean that the goodness is with them. Rather, Al-Fudayl ibn al-Iyad, he said, and he died in the first century of Islam. He said, عَلَيْكَ بِطُرُقِ الْهُدَى. Upon you is the path of guidance. وَلَا يَضُرُّكَ قِلَّةُ السَّالِكِينَ. And don't be harmed by how few the followers are. وَإِيَّاكَ وَطُرُقُ الضَّلَالَةِ. And be aware of following the avenues and the paths of misguidance. وَلَا تَغْتَرْ بِكَثْرَةِ الْهَالِكِينَ. And do not be deceived by how many of those people who are destroying themselves. And look at the Quran. Whenever Allah mentions something evil, He mentions the majority with them. And when He mentions something good, He mentions a minority. Allah said in the Quran, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. That the majority of the people, even if you focus on them, they will not believe. Look, the majority is mentioned with not believing. Allah said in the Quran, وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ يَضُلُّكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. That if you were to follow the majority of the people upon the earth, they will misguide you from the way of Allah. Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. That Allah has virtue upon the people, but the majority of the people, they do not thank Him. Again and again, Allah mentions majority and majority and majority. And then when it came to the minority, He said, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. That the minority of the people, a few of my worshippers, they have a shukr. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, بَدَأَ الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا. Islam, it started as something strange. وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا. And it will return to being something which is strange. I something which is strange and lonely, and its followers are few. طُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَى. But the reward in Jannah, it is with those who are strange, those who are lonely. So when the innovations become many, and as you know, the innovations of yesterday and yesternight and today and perhaps tonight, there are many in people celebrating the mid of Sha'ban and holding festivities and doing acts of worship and fasting and praying nawafil. And all of this was not done by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it was not done by the Sahaba, and it was not done by the Imams of our religion. So even if the majority of the people do it, then be from the minority. Be from the minority who follow at-tawheed. Be from the minority who follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم عز التوحيد والموحدين اللهم ذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم ذل الكفر والكافرين اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم انصر دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك وعبادك الصالحين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها، أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا وألف بين قلوبنا واهدنا سبل السلام واخرجنا من الظلمات إلى النور. اللهم بارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا وأموالنا وأوقاتنا، واجعلنا مباركين أينما كنا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولمشائخنا. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. أقم الصلاة.